Welcome to your daily devotional. July 25th, Meeting the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 4 through 8. And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here am I, send me. Isaiah was given a vision of the very throne room of God. The holiness of the Lord caused Isaiah to realize the depths of his own unworthiness. Isaiah's response from being in the presence of God is, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. The perfection of God magnifies our imperfections. The Lord uses this to bring us to an understanding that we are unworthy to be in his presence, which ought to cause us to seek the one who is worthy. All men and women are guilty of sin, but we need not remain under that sentence forever. Through the work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, it is possible for sinful men and women to dwell in heaven. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. When God reveals himself to us, we have a decision to make. We can either respond in selfless and reverent humility, or we can respond in rebellious pride. Isaiah responds in a humble manner. Notice that before he is commissioned for service, his heart first had to be right before God. Perhaps you have set out to serve the Lord in a particular way, and have been frustrated at every turn. Before going any further and inquiring the reason for this, you would do well to check your heart and your motives to see whether they are characterized by humility or pride. For the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. We have a beautiful picture of spiritual refinement in our passage. One of the seraphim touched the mouth of Isaiah with a live coal from the altar in heaven. And having done this, an amazing blessing is pronounced upon the prophet. Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. What an awesome thing it is for the Lord to pronounce one's sins removed. Yet that is precisely what God did through the work of his Son, for all who believe upon his name. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. For by one offering is perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Therefore it is written of believers, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Although Christians retain the human sin nature for their time on earth, the salvation of God is already complete, for he already sees those who belong to him at the finish line. Having prepared his heart, received his commission from the Lord, Isaiah responds to the call willingly. Here I am, send me. May all of the saints of the living God respond after this manner. Sadly, too many people understand their own depravity, call upon the Lord for salvation, find the Savior in Jesus, receive a commission, and stop there. They never fulfill the commission. Christian friend, the world, the flesh, and the devil will seek to rob you of the joy and reward of faithful service to Christ. Fear and feelings of inadequacy will set in at times. And during those times, consider what the Lord has done for you already. Surely he who is able to cleanse you from sin is also able to empower you to perform your ministry effectively. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's God's promise in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Maybe you do not know exactly what God is calling you to do. Then do what you can where you are. You can preach the gospel and make disciples. But you say, I cannot speak well, I do not know the Bible well enough. Friend, Jesus would not have commanded you to do these things if you were not able. Isaiah did not yet know exactly what he would be sent to do, but he resolved to preach what God said to anyone who would listen, that they might repent and find hope and salvation through placing their trust in Messiah, the Christ who was to come. We preach Jesus Christ who came, died for sinners like ourselves, and is risen from the dead.